So continuing the Sikha of Dvorim, the first Sikha of Dvorim, Chelik Yudalet. After the Rebbe explained that regarding Cheto Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu used the mentioning of Roiv Zov, the fact that the Rebbe gave them a lot of gold, so he used it in Parshas Kisiso, when he was asking for Mechila, Slicho Mechila for the Cheto Egel, and he's using it here in Parshas Dvorim when he's rebuking Bnei Yisrael by saying the word Vedi Zov. And the Rebbe explained that regarding Zov, in the one end, the fact that the Eibishter gave Yidden a lot of gold is makdin, is lessening and diminishing the severity of the Chet, which means, in a way, Moshe Rabbeinu is advocating for Bnei Yisrael that the fact that the Eibishter gave them so much gold is kaviyochel what had the impact for them to get involved in creating an egel. So it's not completely and entirely of their fault. This is Parshas Kisiso. And here in Parshas Dvarim, the Moshe Rabbeinu is now admonishing, is rebuking Bnei Yisrael. So by mentioning V'dizov, this actually magnifies the severity of their behavior, that they took the same gold which the Rebishter gave them in such a wonderful way, starting in Mitzrayim and later by Bizas Hayam, and they abused it, going against the Ratzon of, against the will of the Rebishter. So now the Rebbe continues in Seif Dalet, and he says that even though the Pashtas, the Pasik, is coming to be Machmir, the Pasik comes to tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to admonish them in a more severe way by mentioning the gold which they used for the eagle, the gold that the Eibishter gave them. But still, also in these words is also a limutzchus. In other words, what the Rebbe is telling us here, that being that Rashi begins Parshas Dvorim by saying that this is Divrei Teichochos, that Moshe Rabbeinu is admonishing them, and is mentioning it by using names of places, not describing the event itself, is because Kvoidom Shel Yisrael, because of their, he wants to show the special respect and honor that he has for Bnei Yisrael, so therefore is mentioning only the Mekoymes itself. So now that we know that for Kvoidom Shel Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioning the event, is Malim, is hiding the sin itself to mention it specifically, and he's admonishing them in such a manner which will be a mechubedikavei, an honorable admonishment. So therefore, we can take it even further and to see that in the words that he admonishes them, there is also a limutzchus, is also advocating for them in order to lessen their sin. And this also, the fact that he is melametzchus, is advocating, is a part of Kvoidom Shel Yisrael, is a part of showing their respect. So in other words, it's not only when Moshe is speaking to Hashem in Parshas Kisiso, is where he's mentioning in his melametzchus by saying, you gave them Roiv Zov, and therefore they did it. But here too, when he speaks to Bnei Yisrael, and he's admonishing them for their behavior, and this is his main kavana. He wants to inform them that they did something terrible and they behaved improperly, etc. Still, at this very same time, is merames a limutzchus. And this limutzchus is the fact that they were given gold. And that's why Rashi says, the Loshen in Rashi is, oichichon alo egel, that he admonished them on the eagle, bishvil roiv zov, because, in other words, if he only wants to mention that the eagle was made by gold, he could have said, echichon alo eagle she'osu behazov, with the gold, it was which is the gold that the Rebbe gave them. Bishvil Roiv Zov means as if the gold is the sibe, is the reason for them creating the Egel Azov. So the Rebbe says, Taka, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to do here in the midst of this Teichocha, is also Melamitzchus, is advocating and saying that what they did was because they had this Roiv Zov, and therefore they went ahead when they saw Moshe Rabbeinu not coming back, and they rushed towards an eagle. Maybe if they wouldn't have had Roiv Zov, and they would take him time to look for gold and to create and to achieve and to get gold, and they might not even make an eagle. The fact that they had gold in such a plentitude of gold, that's why they rush doing it. So this itself becomes the limud zchus. The limud zchus that Moshe Rabbeinu is having for Yidden while he's admonishing them, while he's mechiach them. And with this me'alach, the Rebbe goes on, he says, hifhei, and he explains that actually in all the words being used for admonishment, Bamidbar, Barava, Melsuv, in each one of them, now we can also go with the same mahalach, with the same direction, and find that Moshe Rabbeinu, in the midst of Teichocha, of admonishment, is actually also Melamed Chus, is also activating, is advocating on their behalf. For example, Bamidbar, the Yenget Hashem Bamidbar, when they said Mi'iten Musenu Bamidbar, the Rebbe explains that the word Bamidbar shows that it was a big Nisayan, and we can't blame them for complaining so much. Same thing, Barovo has to do with the very difficult state of Tznius, which existed in Arovo, and therefore it caused them to sin Bebal Pehoyer, and etc. Same thing regarding Moel Suf, because they were standing by the ocean, standing by the sea, and that was a tremendous nisoya, not seeing any natural way of being saved. And same thing, Bein Poron, the sin of the Meraglim. Rashi only mentions that the Meraglim were the ones who did it, Al Yedea Meraglim. It wasn't the Jewish people, it was the Meraglim who led to them. And same thing regarding Teufel Velovon, it was the fact that it looked white and there was no taste. That's what caused them to complain. And Chatzeros, it was Machleikes Koirach Ve'Adoso, it was only Koirach, but it wasn't the Bnei Yisrael who were a part of this Machleikes. So in each one of those words, in each one of those names, and the way Rashi explains it, is really not only Teichocha, but in the Teichocha itself lies a tremendous Limud Zchus. Moshe Rabbeinu is advocating for Bnei Yisrael in the Teichocha. So this is what it continues in Seif Hei. So what we're going to do is just learn two Ohores, which seem a little long, Ohores, and go through them together. Ohore 21, and then we will learn Ohore 34. Ohore 21, the Rebbe is discussing this idea of Bamidbar. As we mentioned before, Rashi says Bamidbar, Bishvil Ma, She'ichisu Bamidbar, they angered Hashem in the Midbar, and then they said, Mi itein Museinu Bamidbar, when they said we should have rather die in the Midbar, and this is what Mi itein Museinu Beyad Hashem Meretz Mitzrayim, is basically what they said, we should rather die in Mitzrayim, Beshofteinu Al Sira Bosor, Bochleinu Lechem Lo Soiva, when we had bread to eat, This is the full pasuk in Perek Tezayin, pasuk Gimel in Beshalach. So in the question what the Rebbe asked in the Pnim, the Drashi says, She'omru mi'itei Moseinu ve'goymer, etc. So the Rebbe asked, L'chorei ne'muvin, Lomar Romaz al ze al yedei tevas midbar she'u shem kloli dechola mekoymois. Why does the Moshe Rabbeinu allude to the complaint, which they complained the one that we just mentioned, that we should have better die in Mitzrayim than dying in the Midbar, why is he mentioning it? Why is he admonishing them by using the word Midbar, which Midbar is a general name for all the places which they kept on complaining for the next 40 years? So why is he using the word Midbar? Veloy alidei shmoi shel amokem aproti shebo yichesu bet anosam anal. Not just mentioning the specific place where it happened. I knew where did it happen. Midbar Sin, asher bein Elim ubein Sinai kamefurash bekosov. It happened in Midbar Sin, and this is where they complained. So why is it that he mentions Dafke Midbar, which Midbar is seemingly a general term? It includes everything which happened in the Midbar. And then the Rebbe explains that in the word Midbar lies the Limud Zchus, that it was a big Nisoyan, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu is advocating for them while he's admonishing them. But still, in the Kasha itself, why is it all mentioned in the word Midbar? So the Rebbe in 21 comes to answer this kasha al derech hapshat. And he says as follows. Al derech hapshat yesh leimar. Rashi magdim. Rashi starts up, Eila advorim, and he says, Umono kan kol ha-mekoymois, all the places, sheichisu lifnei amokim bohem, that they angered Hashem. And all those places which the anger of Hashem is going to be mentioned in this pasuk. Lechura, the question is, you say, Kol ha-mekoymos, yesh lom oid inyonim sheich'isu bohem es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'lo nimnu kan. There are other places which the anger of Hashem, and they are not mentioned here. Kamevur be'erchin, the Gemara in Erchin, after Zvova Medalev, Amuva bepirush Rashi kan, Rashi quotes it, ubepirush Rashi shlach. The Gemara says in Erchin, and the Rebbe brings the Gemara, and Rashi brings it, that there was many places, 10 places, which Bnei Yisrael were actually angering Hashem. The Gemara says in Erchin, Tani Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Eser Nisyonos, Nisa Aviseinu LaKadosh Baruch Hu. There were 10 challenges. Shnayim bayam, shnayim bamayim, shnayim baman, shnayim baslav, achas be'egel, achas be'midbar poron. So in other words, there are other places which were also places of where Bnei Yisrael were complaining and behaving so-called inappropriately. And it's not mentioned in this pasuk. In the pasuk we have Bamidbar, Ba'arava, Moilsuv, Bimporon, Bintoifel. But there are other places. If you go with the order, number one of us in Moro. In Moro they complained on water. When they said, what should we drink? Then number two of us in Refidim. Again they complained on water. Also in Parshas Beshalach, Vayorev Omi Moshe, Vayomru Tlu No Lonu Maim Venishta, give us water. They named the place Maso Merivo because of that complaint. Then they have the third place called Taveiro, which is Parshas Ba'alo Yischo, but they complained that the road is too long and they're traveling too much. Vayi Yom Kemisoinenim Rabbe Ozne Hashem, Vayi Kroshev Amokem Ho Taveiro. And as Rashi says, that was the complaint. They complained because Lovatnu Baderech Shloisha Yomim, they didn't rest. Then there was a fourth place called Kivrei Sataiva, which they complained for the fact that they don't have meat. Mi Yachileinu Bosor, also in Parshas Ba'alo Yischo. Nafsheinu Yevesho Ein Koid Bilti El Amon Einenu. And that was called Kivrei Sataiva. So these places is not mentioned in this pasuk of Eile Advarim. So the question is, since Rashi says, Umono kol ha-mekoymois, sheichisu lifnei ha-mokoym, all the places, but kol literally means all. But he's not mentioning all the places. He's missing at least four of major places which they complained. So this is, what does Rashi mean when he says kol ha-mekoymois? Like the Rebbe, lochein magdim ha-kosuv ba-midbor. Lichloil bozeh kol ha-nisyoynois she-oyu ba-midbor. The first place that the Pasuk mentions in this parasha is Bamidbar. And Rashi says, what does Bamidbar mean? Bamidbar means that which took place right after they left Mitzrayim, when they were in Midbar Sin, between Elim and Sinai. This is the place which they complained. They complained that we mentioned before, that now they are hungry and they would have rather die in Mitzrayim. Beshofteinu al sira basar. That was their complaint. So by mentioning the word Bamidbar, he says the Rebbe, by being that the first of the Nisyoinois, is in order lichloil bozeh kol anisyoinois shoyu Bamidbar. That the word Bamidbar is really not only that specific chait which took place, the one that they complained, mi'itein museinu Bamidbar, but rather, the word Bamidbar is like a general term of all the complaints which took place in the Midbar. And why does the Pasuk specify the other things, which is Avoin Bal Peor, Toflu Halaman, Ameraglim, Machlekes Koirach Vecheikto Egel, Af Shegam Heim Oyu Bamidbar, they were also in the Midbar. So, if the word Bamidbar is a general term for everything which took place in the Midbar, so why are you specifying those and you excluding the ones that you mentioned before, like the Moro and Refidim, the water complaint, etc.? Like the Rebbe that is Befaret is specifying those after Gam Heimoyu Bamidbar, ki ein sibas chatoi mo'elu mitzadi yoisom Bamidbar. Which he says is that those sins which the Pasuk mentions is clearly and directly those sins which the Pasuk mentions is not connected to the fact that they were in Midbar. There's nothing to do with the Midbar. They angered Hashem, practically they were in Midbar. But the Meraglim, for example, is not a sin which has to do directly with being in the Midbar. Same thing, Machloikes Koirach, same thing, Cheit Bal Peor. They could have happened in other places too. It didn't have to happen in the Midbar Dafke. It's not a part to relate to the Midbar. Mashe Ein Kein. Those which we mentioned earlier, which the Gemara says in Erchin, the complaint of the water and the complaint of the fact that they don't have meat, all those complaints are actually specifically connected to the fact that they were in Midbar. They were in Midbar, and that's why they needed all those things. And that's what he continues, Ve'yeshloimar, שזהו גבון אז רשי במה שכוסוב מאיתן מוסיינו וגוימר. רשי brings the פוסיק מאיתן מוסיינו, and רשי says וגוימר. Usually the word וגוימר means etc., meaning the end of the פוסיק, which רשי doesn't bring the full פוסיק. Like it says in the פוסיק, the פוסיק says מאיתן מוסיינו ביד השם בארץ מצרים, ושופטינו על סיר הבוסור, ברוכלינו לחם לסויבה, etc. So the Rebbe comes with a chidush. They hear the word vegoimer, Rashi doesn't just mean to see the rest of the pasuk. Rather, she loy rak leramez lesiyum pasuk ve'inyan ze, ki im leramez gam lehachatoim she'oyu achrei cheid ze, vegoimer is the etc. means other etc. the rest of the pasuk. But rather vegoimer, the rest of the complaints which took place in the Midbar. Starting up with the first complaint when they said, mi'itein museinu ba Midbar. would this actually happen in Midbar Sin right after they came out of Mitzrayim? And Rashi continues, Vegoimer, etc. means, and the rest of the complaints which were taking place in the Midbar, and it came as a result for walking through the Midbar, for traveling in the Midbar. So that's why it's understood na very gishmak why those places are not mentioned in this pasuk. They complain about water, they complain about the meat, are not mentioned in the pasuk, because all those complaints is a direct result from the fact that they were in the Midbar. Being in the Midbar, they missed water. Being in the Midbar, they didn't have basar, they didn't have meat. Being in the Midbar, therefore, they felt that they're tired from traveling. So all those complaints is included in the word Bamidbar, like Rashi says, Mi'it and Musainu Vegoimer, and all the rest of the complaints is all a part of the word Bamidbar. Masha'enken, the things which is specified specifically in the Pasik, is things which is not specifically related to the Midbar, even though practically the words, it was in the Midbar, but they're not directly related and connected to the Midbar, and therefore they mentioned specifically. Then the Rebbe comes in the Shule HaGilyon, and he says that it's all very good, but there is still one complaint which took place after Midbar Sin, but it was, but I'm sorry, there was one complaint which cannot be included in the Vegoimer, because this complaint happened in Moro, and Moro was before Midbar Sin. So it's not Vegoimer. You said that Vegoimer means that he's including everything else which followed the first complaint, Mi'item Museinu, in Midbar. But this happened before. So the Rebbe, this is not a kasha. Why not? So let's see inside the Shule HaGilyon. Benagia achet b'moro, v'iloinu om al Moshe leimo manishte, shehoyo koidem letanoso mi'iten v'goimer. This took place before they complained mi'iten Musainu. So it's before you say mi'iten Musainu v'goimer and everything old what happened in the Midbar. So how can it be? How can this complaint be included in the word b'midbar? This is not a kasha. Why? Ki Rashi Magdim. Rashi begins the pshat on this pasuk Advarim, and he says, "Umano kan kol ha-mekoymoi sheichisu bo'en lifnei ha-mokoim." All the places that they angered Hashem, mokoim, the Rebbe. But to be moro, arevi lonu omal Moshe. That was not complained directly against Hashem. It was a complaint against Moshe. Masha'enken b'shara tlunois b'furesh bohem b'emshach ha-parsha sh'atlunois gam al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In all the other complaints, so the pasuk is mamshich, the complaint was clearly directed also against Hashem. The complaint to Moshe, but it was clearly neged Hashem too. Masha'enken, that complaint in Moro, so it's specifically written v'eloinu om al Moshe. So it was clear, complain only against Moshe, but not neged Hashem. And therefore, that is not of those places that Moshe is including in his Teichoche here. So therefore, this cannot, that does not have to be included in the word Bamidbar. So basically, what the Chiddush in the Oret is, that the Rebbe answers al derech hapshad, when Rashi says kol ha-mekoymois, Rashi means literally. Because some mefarshim actually, modern day mefarshim, they learn Rashi and they say that kol doesn't mean kol, it means maybe rubei kekuloi. No, the Rebbe learned kepshutoi, that Rashi take means kol ha-mekoymois. Moshe Rabbeinu gave him teichoche on all the places. But when he means all the places, he wants to say all the places except all the other places which is already included in the word Bamidbar, because they took place in the Midbar. So clearly, that's what took place in the Midbar, and they are specifically related to the situation of Midbar, that's what caused the complaint, that's what led to the complaint. That is all included in the wood by Midbar, Vegoimer, etc., as the Rebbe learns in the wood Vegoimer. That's what the Pasik is specifically mentioning over here, is other Istechoche and other places which could have been also if they wouldn't have been in Midbar. And that's why Moshe mentioned them specifically. But Lemaise, Kol HaMekoymos, every complaint which took place, and as the Gemara mentioned them in Erchin, all of them were included in the Teichocha, in the admonishment of Moshe to Bnei Yisrael. This is order 21, and it's truly a Gilyon. And now we're going to learn together order 34. Order 34 goes on Rashi, when Rashi talks about the Teichocha of Moel Suf. So what is Moel Suf? So Rashi al Masheheimru be Yam Suf, would they rebelled in Yam Suf, bevoyom le Yam Suf, when they came to the Yam Suf, sheomru ve they say, amibli ein kvorim be Mitzrayim. They saw Mitzrayim chasing after them, so they said, what is this? No kvorim in Mitzrayim. We're going to be, we have to die over here. So this is the one complaint. When they came to Yam Suf, and Rashi continues, v'chein benoso mitoich hayam. Also, when they traveled from the Yam, there was another complaint that Moshe is admonishing them for. And Rashi brings a pasuk in Tehillim. Shenemar, it says in Tehillim, chapter Kuvav, Vayamru al Yom b'Yamsuf. So in the Sikha Bifnim, is again the Rebbe going with the Mahalach, that in Itaychoche there is a Limut Zchus, and the Limut Zchus is the fact that B'Derech HaTeva it was very difficult to see that you can be saved here. On one hand, there was Mitzrayim behind you, the Yam in front of you, and in the second complaint, when they traveled from the Yam, is when they were busy with Bizas Hayam, something that the Rebbe Shter himself told them. So obviously it was very difficult to listen to Moshe, and that's so-called is the Limut Zchus in the Teichoche. In order 34, the Rebbe comes and he wants to explain something interesting here in Rashi. Rashi doch pshutish in Mikro. And the question is, when Am Yisrael came to Yam Suf, so it says clear in the Parsha B'Shalach, they saw Mitzrayim chasing after them. They got nervous and they turned to Moshe and they said, "Amibli ein kvorim b'Mitzrayim, lekachtonu lomus b'Midbar, madleis asisalonu lo itzionu b'Mitzrayim." What do you do? You're taking a lot from Mitzrayim. So this complaint is clearly mentioned in Chumash, but Rashi said there was another complaint. And the complaint was benosom mitoich hayom, when they left from the Yam. And Rashi says kede isa be'erchin. He brings a Gemara in Erchin. The Gemara says in Erchin that after Kriyas Yam Suf, Bnei Yisrael still had tzfeikas and emuna. What was their tzfeikas? Their concern was keshem shon oylim mitzad echad, kach Mitzrayim oylim mitzad achar. We are crossing the Yam from this side. Mitzrayim is what chasing us. Are going to come out from the other side, and they're still going to get us. So the Rebbe Shter told the Sori Shel Yom that to make sure that the bodies of the Egyptians who were drowned in the Yam should be speed out to the Yabasha, and to prove them to Bnei Yisrael that Mitzrayim actually died, and that's what the pasuk says. This is what the Gemara says in Erchin, and this is seemingly what Rashi says, that Moshe is admonishing them for the complaints they had, or for the event which took place, benoso mitoich hayom. It's not the bevoyom leyom, when they arrived to the Yam, and then there is benoso mitoich hayom, when they left the Yam. And this is probably what Rashi is assuming. This is the so-called disfakes in Emunah. They didn't believe that they were taka saved. But the Rebbe says that this is difficult to assume that Rashi means that in Pshute Shemikro, because this drash is not brought in Chumash. Let's see it inside. Order 34. The Pashtis, כוונס רשי, דכוונס רשי ונצז בנוסו מתוך הים, is לזה שלא ירוצו לנסוע ים משום, is going to the fact that they did not want to leave the ים. פירוש רשי בשלח תזבוף חוב בייז, בלוילה מבואר בערכין, כי לא מוצינו עניין זה בפשוט השם מיקרו. Rebbe says that Rashi's meaning, when it says that there was a Nisoyan for in the time when they had to leave the Yam, is not what we mentioned before, the Gemara, the Sfeikis and the Muna, that they didn't know for sure what's going to happen if Mitzrayim is chasing them, but rather it's what Rashi says in Beshalach, that Vayasa Moshe Es Yisrael Miyamsuf. So Rashi says there in Pasuk Chav Beis, what is Vayasa? Isiyon Bal Korchom, because the Mitzrim had decorated their horses, Mitzov, Kesef, and jewels, and Avonim Toivois, and now Am Yisrael is finding all this jewelry in front of the Yam. And as Rashi says, G'doy lo iso bizas ha-yam v'bizas Mitzrayim, there was so much spoil, so much booty, more than they even took out for them in Mitzrayim, and they borrowed the silver and gold, here it was much more. And as Rashi says, Utzrach le'asiyon bal korchom. Moshe had to force them to leave the Yam. It's time to go. So the Rebbe says that when Rashi writes that they complain, they argue, they angered Hashem benosom mitoich hayom, to which issue, to which event is Rashi referring to, is that event that they did not want to travel until Moshe forced them. But not loyla mevuer be'erchin. Not that the Gemara says in Erchin that there was another issue also, but the fact that they weren't sure if Mitzrayim is still alive. That is not what Rashi is referring. Why? Ki loy motzinu inyan ze bepshut eshen mikro. Because in pshut eshen mikro, we don't find this concept that Bnei Yisrael were concerned what's going to happen if Mitzrayim is still chasing them. Rashi clearly says, "Kamevuah be'erchin." So Rashi is metzayin the Gemara in Erchin, and in Erchin is what the Gemara says is what we mentioned before, that the Eden were afraid that Mitzrayim is alive. So the Rebbe u'mashetziyan le'erchin, hakavone lechlolus adrash be'aposik. And the Gemara says in Erchin is only Rashi is only referring to the general thing, which the Gemara says in Erchin. What does it mean, the general thing that the Gemara says in Erchin? The Gemara says in Erchin that there was two things which happened in Yamsuf. There was the complaint in Yamsuf before they crossed the Yamsuf, and then there was the issue that they had after they left Yamsuf. So the idea that there was two events, two issues that Am Yisrael dealt with in the Yamsuf, one before and one after, this is the reference to the Gemara in Erchin. But to specifically what happened Benosa Mitoich Hayom is not what the Gemara says in Erchin Dir, but rather what Rashi himself brings in Parshas Beshalach, the idea that Moshe had to force them to leave. Inside again, and the Rebbe continues, Rashi says in Beshalach, Israel she'onu v'chulu, v'loi she'omru kein bepoyel. The Rebbe says, if you look in Rashi, Rashi b'chlal, it seems it's shoylel, Rashi negates this pshat, to say that this is the pshat in the pasuk, the way the Gemara darshens it in Erchin. Why? Because Rashi says, "Vayaris os Mitzrayim meis shepolton ayom al sfosoi," that the ocean, the Yam, spit out the Egyptians, "kedei shelo yoimru Yisrael," that Am Yisrael should not say, just as we coming up from this side, so they're going to come up from the other side further, and they're going to chase after us. So Rashi clearly says that the purpose of spitting out the Egyptians from the Yam was שלא יאמרו ישראל, they shouldn't say it in the future. But ולא שאומרו כן בפועל. In the Gemara in Erechin comes out that even after they crossed the Yamsuf, Bnei Yisrael said, Keshem Shana Oilim, they actually said it, Omru, Keshem Shana Oilim, Kach Mitzrayim. But Rashi doesn't say Omru. Rashi brings also that idea that they were concerned. Rashi only says, Shelo Yomru. They shouldn't say, but not that they ever said it. So since they never actually said it, so what is the issue and what is the concern of what happened when Benosa Minayam? So the Rebbe learns that Rashi clearly understands that Benosa Minayam is the issue of that what Moshe Rabbeinu had to force them to leave the Bizasayam. That was the issue. Here in the Shule Agilian of this first part of the order, the Rebbe brings that in Tehillim, there's also a Rashi, there's Pirush Rashi on Tehillim. And on that Pasik, Vayamru al Yom Beyamsuf, so Rashi Take does bring the Gemara in Herchin. Rashi in Tehillim says that they were Ktani Emuna, and they said, we are coming up on one side, the Mitzvah are going to come from the other side. And only after Vayaris Rosh Mitzrayim Mesas Fasayom, then it's Vayaminu Bashem. But in the beginning, Taka Lo Yeminu. So the Rebbe says that even though in Tehillim does Rashi bring it, Ve'af, let's see the Shule Agilian, Ve'af Shebetehillim Al Apostik, Vayamru, and the Apostik Vayamru, Al Yom Beyamsu Vigoyma, Mevi Rashi Adroshe De'erkin, Rashi does bring this Droshe from Erkin. The Gemara, that we just explained that Rashi in Chumash does not accept it, but in Rashi and Tehillim does bring it. The Rebbe Mikol Mokim nevertheless Aleph. Im leze kavonas Rashi gam beparsha seinu. If this is what Rashi means in our parsha, that the complaint from Benosa Minayam means that idea that they complain that the Mitzrayim are going to chase after us, or you're tzorich lefarish. Rashi had to mefarish it. Rashi had to clearly say it. That's number one. For that, says the Rebbe in Sugrayim, Aval Yishleimar, Shikivu Shem Metzayin Rashi Kan Letehilim, Kolul Beze Gam Perush Hashem. After all, Rashi is Metzayin to Tehilim, so maybe Rashi does include that Pirush Dir, even though he's not specifically say it, he's relying that the Talmud who studies Chumash and studies Rashi will also go look in his Pirush and Tehillim, and he's going to find the Pshat, the Gemara in Erchin learns what happened to Bnei Yisrael when they left the Yamsuf. But the Rebbe says, Beis, why is it Take, can we say that Rashi here in Chumash does not accept the Drashi in Erchin? Is because Batehillim, Messiah, Rashi, Moloshim, Matzosi. Rashi in Tehillim brings this Gemara, and he says, Matzosi, the sources I found. Amoyre shegam shom ein ze pshute shemikro mamesh. That loshon matzasi is in Rashi usually means it's a chiddush. It's not pshute shemikro. And bechlal tzorich birur im darko shel Rashi bepirush al nachu al pi kol haklon shel pirush al atedo. Bechlal Rashi is not clear if in Tanakh is also pshute shemikro or at least follows the klolim of pshute shemikro. And therefore the Rebbe says that it's a doichak to assume that what Rashi in Tehillim brings the Gemara in Erchin is this is what Rashi in Chumash means also. No, rather Rashi in Chumash means is what he wrote in Chumash in Pasik Chav Beis, that the Nisoyon of Noso Minayam is the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had to force them to leave and not their personal issues and sfeikas and concerns, what's going to happen if Mitzrayim is still going to chase after them. So this is the first part of the order. Then the Rebbe continues. Ma shepirush Rashi shekoi gam al benosom mitoy chayam uvimele muchach lefareish shiire tzoynom lisoya minshom nechshav lecheid vechulu. What does Rashi, when Rashi says, why is it important for Rashi to say there is also the scene, there was the scene of complaining coming to the Yam, and there was also the scene of not wanting to leave the Yam, of mentioning that part too. So the Rebbe is U Aleph number one, Mimashekosuv Mulsuf. It says in the Pasik, Mulsuf. Mulsuf, Shepirusho, Yaposhut, Neged Ayamsuf. Umekibun Shalei Pires Be'eze Tzad, Ari Shlema Shakavone Lekol Tzad. It says that they complained, Mulsuf. That's what Rashi says, that's what the Pasik writes. Mulsuf, Al Mashe'emru Be'yamsuf. So since it says Mulsuf, we know that there was a scene which took place by Yamsuf. But if you're asking, why is it to say that there was two scenes in the Yamsuf? And as he actually brings in the Shulei Agilyon, that in Targum Yonasul, in Targum Yonasul and Uziel, it only mentions one scene. So Rashi could have also say one scene, the scene that they said, Amibli en kvorim be Mitzrayim, his first complaint. But the Rebbe name, Mimashe Kosuv Mul Suf, Sheperusha Yaposha, the simple pshat means what? Something which happened neged a Yamsuf. So the Yamsuf has two sides. But the Pasuk doesn't tell us which side. Ubikim shle pirish beize tzad. Ari yishle mashakavone lekol tzad. It says Mulsuf. It happened, they complained, they angered Hashem, somewhere facing the Yamsuf. There is one side of the Yamsuf which is on the side of Mitzrayim. There's the other side which they crossed. The Pasuk doesn't tell us where it happened. So since the Pasuk simply writes Mulsuf, it's fakert, that has to mean that it means every side of the Yamsuf, which is both sides of the Yamsuf. Sai, when they came to the Yam, which was complained, Amibli en kvorim be Mitzrayim, and Sai, ben noso min hayam, and they left the Yam, and this is when Moshe Rabbeinu had to force them to leave. That's why Rashi mentions both. After says in Shulei Agilyon 3, Asher b'decha kishleimar, shemikim shedibe beremez lepiresh leize tzad miskavein, umistava shemiskavein ledover hamifurit b'teiro yoyser. B'decha you can say that Moshe Rabbeinu idoch mechiach bnei Yisrael beremez. Right? He's not mentioning the places. So the fact that he says mulsuf is a part of the remez. He means the one which is one side, and that side which is perhaps clearly in Torah. Which complaint is that? This is the first one, when they came to Yamsuf and they said, Mibli en kvorim in Mitzrayim. The second complaint is the Chadrash. It does Vayasa Moshe, so we learned that Vayasa is Sion Bal Korcho. So the Rebbe says, this is Bedoichach. But the Pashto, when it says Mul Suf, you learn the Pashto's Apostolic, meant Ankegen Yamsuf. This side of Yamsuf and the other side of Yamsuf. And in both, each side of the Yamsuf, there was it was Moshe Rabbeinu Mechiach then for the way they behaved. Beis, then he says a second thing. Kivin, Shebepshut, Shemikro, Oyo Akolponim, Beis in Yonim, Beyamsuf, Lechiach Aleyem, since after all, Pashto Saksuvim, both things happened in the Yamsuf. There was the complaint before coming into the Yam, which is Amibli and Kvorim, and there was the other thing, Vayasa Moshe, Mistava Loimar. It makes more sense to say Sheshneim Nirmozu Bakosuv, the both of them are Nirmaz in the Kosuv, and that's why Rashi says that there were two Chatoim on the word Molsuv and not only one. But he continues, Umikivun She'ein calls the Poshut Kolkach. After all, it's not clearly in the Pasik, in the Torah, what exactly happened on Yamsuf, and the fact that it was a second chait also on Yamsuf, besides Amibli and Kvorim and Mitzrayim, this is clear. But the other thing, in the Chinshta Ziklor, and also Rashi learns that the issue was Vayasa. In the Gemara, it seems the issue was that they were afraid that Mitzrayim is still going to chase after them. So since it's not so poshut, the Rebbe says that's why Rashi comes and he brings a pasuk in Tehillim. Vayamru al yom beyamsuf. What does the pasuk Vayamru al yom beyamsuf teach us? V'yamru al yom, yam, is stam the yam. Meaning, you see the yam in front of you, and you get nervous, you start complaining. Amibli en kvorim emitzrayim, lokachton en lomot b'midbor, the yam is in front of you, mitzrim are behind you, so you get, that's what they started to complain. When it, regarding that that complaint, it doesn't matter what kind of yam it was. Any yam, right? Any yam would have been an issue. So this is the first part of the pasuk. Vayamru al yam. The fact that they stood by the yam is what got them to scream, Amibli en kvorim b'mitzrayim. Then it says in Tehilim, Vayamru al yam, the pasuk in Tehilim adds, B'yamsuf. Yamsuf is already a yam, which is not like any other yam. This time the yamsuf was filled with jewelry and all the things which is mentioned in the pasuk regarding bizas hayam. And that was dafke in this yam, not in another yam, which led to the vayasa Moshe that he had to force them to leave. So in by bringing the pasuk in Tehillim, is Rashi alluding to these two, from this pasuk Tehillim, is a raya that there were two nisyonos which happened with Yam, and Moshe has to be mechiach them on both. Let's see it inside. Umikivu she'en kol ze pasuk kol kach. Mevi raya. Rashi brings the proof. Shenemar, it says, Vayamru, Aleph, Al Yam. This is the first issue, Al Yam, because the first complaint can happen on every Yam. The fact there is a Yam is when they started getting nervous, Amibli and Kvorim and Mitzrayim. Then the Pasuk says, Beis, Biyamsuf. Biyamsuf. Which Biyamsuf brings out the, that which took place in Yamsuf, the Bizas Hayam. ואין הכוון כאן שמפרש קרוא איזה ים ים סוף. The פוסק says, ויאמרו על יום, which ים? ים סוף. כאילו, the פוסק has to tie to you what ים it is. No, כי אם, rather the פוסק in Tehillim means, ויאמרו על יום בים סוף שאימרו כמה פעמים. That they complained a few times, כדי איסה בערכין, the Gemara says, in Erchin, when this is the Gemara that said before that there was two complaints, there was a complaint going into the Yam, and there was a complaint going out of the Yam. Val pize yeturas od Rashi mevirai rak beperush mul suf. Why dafki in this pasuk Rashi comes and he brings a raya from a pasuk in Tehillim. Here is when he comes and he brings the pasuk in Tehillim vayamru al yom beyam suf, which he doesn't bring in regard to the other places when he's mechiach them, because in this story, Yamra Yom Beyamsuf, is meduyek that there was a complaint based on the fact that it is Yam, and there is another complaint which has to do with the fact that it was Beyamsuf. One is the fear of the Yam that they are going to die by Mitzrayim. The other fear, the other issue was they did not want to leave, they wanted to get busy with Bizas Hayam. And for these two things, Moshe Rabbeinu is now admonishing them in the words Moil Suf. And he says in the Shula Agilya number 4, V'api anal yumta gam shinu aloshin betihilim. Ahamore mi bli en kvorim hoiso v'peshe yam stam sosam darkom. That the fact that they complained with the first thing, Amibli en kvorim, is because they had a yam, any yam. Any yam doesn't let them go. If they doesn't let them go, they're going to be killed by Egypt. So therefore they started screaming, Amibli en kvorim en Mitzrayim. Then the second thing, Shevayasa bal korchom, oyev b'pnei abizo shebeyamsuf. So that's the second part of the pasuk, beyamsuf. And each one, Vayamru al yom, led to one situation, and Beyam Suf led to the second situation, and for both of these situations is what Moshe Rabbeinu is admonishing them, and is meichiach them in the words Vayamru al yom Beyam Suf.